Cam Newton, New England Patriots. He's the guy. What do you got? What are you guys thinking about that? How are you feeling?
Well, I can tell you there's no quarterback.
I'm feeling frisky.
Frisky? What does that even mean?
I mean, because like we, I think majority of us here had him as the Patriots as a team as kind of like a sleeper playoff team. So it kind of makes me a little more excited about him, you know, put a little juice in their step. You know what I mean?
You don't think any chance Stidham gets the job? Any chance?
No, zero chance.
Unless Cam's not healthy, that's the only one, only way.
I'd agree. I think.
Well, I mean, they would test. They would have him run through a physical before they. I mean, I guess they already did sign him, but he's going to go through a physical. So he's healthy, but unless he gets hurt, is what you mean, right?
No. He's coming off a banged up year, so you never really know if he's fully healthy.
Yeah, but I'm sure he went through a physical before they signed him.
I don't think any physicals are going on currently, but you never know.
Bill's always sneaking people in places and doing, you know. They're always finding ways to sneak people around and make things happen.
You think Bill did the physical himself?
No, he sent somebody.
No, it's Jerry Jones in the shower.
Right. Yeah. Just like Bill sent somebody to film the Bengals game, and now they got their punishment, third round pick, gone, out of here, and I think it was like $1.1 million, but that's pretty much like a slap on the wrist. For cheating, yeah. And then they got, they're going to get third round compensatory picks back like they always do, so I mean...
But isn't that if Cam leaves that they would get the third round pick back? Or is that for other players,
I mean,
too? Because I thought there was one for Cam, too.
That would be another year, but they're going to get guys for guys they lost. They're going to get one for Kyle Van Noy, probably. They're gonna get multiple. It's already locked in. They're gonna get their
I have a question.
What's the question?
Is Pete here?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Pete. Hey.
You guys were just going. You didn't let me get in there.
Jump right in there, Pete.
As soon as the deal happened, I just said Patriots are winning the AFC East.
Oh, your Bills friends are going to be so upset.
And I'm
with
going
you.
With it. I'm rolling with it.
Well, even if they lost a lot on that defense, though.
Here's the thing. What do you think? Go ahead. What do you think?
I just think, I mean, they have great coaches. They always have like no-name players. Like they lose players. They don't really re-sign that many of their own guys. They let them walk in free agency, and then they get guys either cheaper. They get guys through the draft, like later rounds that step up. So I think, I mean, it's the best coach team in the league, and I think McDaniels is one of the brightest minds offensively in the league, so I think he's going to have a great system for Cam. And I think they have some people like kind of doubt their receiver talent. I think they have some talent there, and I think they'll be good. I mean, I think they'll compete in the division, and I think they'll win it.
It is the Patriot way.
Mm-hmm. Well, we gathered
no name guys come up and play well.
Once again, we gathered some questions from Twitter. From the followers to and there's probably a lot of Cam ones in there. I'm not going to use all of these, but I'm going to try to scroll through, find some good ones that we can answer right here on the spot. So there's probably some Cam Newton Patriots ones in there. So I apologize if this ends up being a Cam Patriots episode, but hopefully not. But if you're just finding us now, you can search the Goat House on YouTube, daily NFL videos. You can search it on Twitter, and the podcast is fairly new. So we got all the content here, but to the questions that some Twitter followers sent in from Ezekiel Gonzalez. When will Clowney sign? Does he sign with an Indy or Tennessee for $15 to $20 million a year? Or does he sign with a contender like Dallas or New Orleans for a 1-year deal?
Whoa, is he saying Tennessee's not a contender over here?
Well, let's get our Titans insider in here. What do you got to say for yourself? Are you going to pay $15-$20 million a year for Clowney?
I don't think John's going to do it. I don't think John's going to give up that much money for him.
15
so, I mean, it's
that
really,
much.
I don't know. I mean, that might be like the top. That might be the top
Max.
There.
Yeah,
I think
but aren't
so.
You guys in need of some?
We do
some,
need some edge rush.
Quarterback pressure over there?
We do. That's the one thing we're lacking, but.
I think you got to pay
I don't
them,
know.
Man.
I don't know. I think John's not really going to budge too much on it, and it's really up to Clowney if he wants to come play for a coach he's familiar playing for and if he wants to play with a contender or if he wants to go chase the money.
Yeah, at this point, I really don't know what's going to happen with him. I've never seen anything like it.
He's got to be looking for like one of the top dog teams to like divvy. I think he's going to go with a 1-year deal, is my guess. If he was smart as the Titans, yeah, they could be considered a contender, but like, and they could pay him.
I think it's a 1-year deal no matter what. But if it's like a 1-year,
so?
If it's like with the Colts, yeah, like he's saying with the Colts, $15 million, or if it's like with, the Saints. Let's see if the Saints want to do. I don't know if they have the cap space, but. Like $5 million in 1 year. I don't think he would. I don't think Clowney would do that though. I think he has like a. I mean, he turned down around close to $20 million to the Browns, and the Browns could have had a pretty nasty pass rush with him and Myles Garrett. So that kind of tells you where he's at. I guess that could mean he wants more of a contender, but for that much less, I just don't see him doing it. My prediction before free agency was the Colts, and then as soon as the free agency started, my prediction was the Titans, and I still think those are kind of the top team. I the Seahawks, you gotta throw the Seahawks back in there, even though they drafted at the position. I think the Seahawks are another team. When does he
sign? Some dark horse teams that might be able to jump in there and snake them?
Dark horse teams.
There has to be dark horse teams that have, like, because I'm with you guys. I think it's going to be a 1 year no matter what, because every couple years we see like that guy who's like crazy talented, just like keep signing 1 year deals. I kind of think that's what he's going to turn into. I don't think he's really going to get the mega deal he's looking for. So I'm curious to know, like, he's not going to get more than the Browns offered him.
I think the wild card team could be the Eagles. I'd say Eagles have some cap space. I could see them doing a 1 year deal that would really load their defensive lineup, their pass rush included. What if he just went back to that? I don't think there's any way. Went back to the Texans. I just don't think there's he's working out in Texas. So I believe that's where he lives. So maybe he would like to go home, but I don't know.
I don't get the whole 1 year. I mean, I get like if you're trying to, you know, get a championship under your belt, but I don't get the whole 1 year deal thing. Like injuries can happen. That can derail the rest of your career. So if you keep signing 1 year deals and you get injured in between, you're really gonna screw yourself out of a lot of money if it happens.
I don't think it's him. I think it's the teams
not wanting to give him a multi-year deal.
Yeah, because he has the injuries.
He's still young.
Yeah, he doesn't have the sack numbers, I suppose. I think he's highly productive, but he doesn't have the sack numbers, so he's not for everybody, I suppose. But yeah, I think it's the teams doing the 1 year deals.
I don't know, man. I think he needs to go for a multi-year deal.
Definitely does. Another one from Ezekiel Gonzalez. Do you think we'll have an NFL season? If so, what will happen if a key player like Mahomes gets the virus right before the playoffs start and it costs the team the season? Is safety more important than entertainment in this case? Interesting looking question.
Not to like jump sports here. I could have gotten this quote wrong, but I think it was Buster Olney in baseball saying if something like that happens, like he's expecting the entire league, baseball league, to just shut down in the middle of play. If like a bunch of people start getting sick, they're going to shut it down. So it's certainly possible if, you know, you start seeing a few more players getting sick, that they're just going to stop it right then and there. I guess baseball will pretty much be like the test puppet, because if a bunch of players, you know, They're going to be in their own little world. I think there's like specific rules where they can't go out and see people or something. I know that's for NFL. I'm not sure about MLB. But if they start getting sick in their own little bubble, then they're planning on shutting it down, which NFL pretty much will probably do that too. I guess we still have some time before that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with all that. I think, yeah, I don't know if it really matters if it's a key, like a player like Mahomes or like just players in general, but I think if it starts to happen, I think they just shut it down. But
because if let's just say one team has like 6-7 people getting sick, well, there goes pretty much your entire roster, and it's an unfair advantage if it's key players going into the next game. I wonder how that's going to work with like stats. Let's just say that you play 4 games and all of a sudden they cancel the season. Do your stats carry over? Like, Or they just
like player stats?
Pretend yeah, it never, it was, yeah, it is like pretend it never happened.
4 games played, 2020, 4 games played, and then you know, the stats would definitely count.
Interesting.
He also mentions that, like, what happens if somebody get like Mahomes gets sick right before the playoffs? I don't know how they're going to do it, if it's like league testing, like if it's like somebody special comes in and tests, or if the team's got to test, but I can see players being sick and us like not knowing about it. Like, I think if Mahomes got sick right before playoffs, I feel like, and he felt like he can play, I feel like we wouldn't hear about, I feel like we wouldn't know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, because I know there's like, you could carry the virus and not be sick. That's like, that's the big thing. So people might have it and not even know. And if they take a test, it's going to come back positive. So I don't know. It'll be interesting how the league reacts to it.
But I think there's going to be a season. I'm a little worried about the college football season, though. I have a feeling there might not be a college football season. Just because they're, I don't know, there's worry about the kids. And you already hear about like Texas having a bunch of players sick and players, you know, like that. So I don't know.
Wasn't the Ivy League schools going to be doing like spring football or something like that? I thought I saw something about that.
I don't know what their plan is. They pretty much
I'll
play.
Have to look into that.
I think Ivy League could play, like, they can pretty much just play each other and they can set it up themselves. They got a whole different situation going on over there.
They got a whole system over there.
Whole Ivy system. From Dork Prescott, do you think Mike McCarthy will be the Cowboys head coach for more than 5 years? And do Dak and McCarthy have the makings of a top five quarterback head coach duo?
That's tough. The Cowboys like to hold on to coaches way longer than they should.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Point.
He definitely will be there. I was gonna say.
I'm gonna
say yes to the first one, no to the second one.
I'm gonna say yes to both. I think Dak, you know, I think he's yet to enter his prime, and the experience he already has, you know, to not even being his prime. Well, just going off of average quarterback age, like when the prime is, what is it like, anywhere from 30 to 34 range, and he's 26 years old. So I mean, I think he'll start to be heating up then, kind of. And McCarthy had success with Rodgers when he was younger, and then the Cowboys actually have weapons, unlike the last few years, the Green Bay with McCarthy. So I'm going to say yes to both.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I like McCarthy a lot. I respect him.
He's a different style quarterback than Rodgers, so I'm kind of curious to see what he does with him exactly. But you never know.
Trevor Kinney asks, top three teams if you exclude the quarterback. So basically, take away the quarterback. Which three teams have the best rosters?
Good looking question.
That's a good looking question. Something I got to think about here. I think, top of my head, even though I believe in Josh Allen, I'd say the Bills are probably up there, because it's one of those teams where like they got a really complete good roster, and we know they're going to be good. But if somebody told you guys right now that they can see the future and the Bills struggled this year, your guess would either be injuries or Josh Allen turned the ball over. He struggled. So I think that's kind of the only thing that's a question about them, even though I believe in him. So I do like the Bills. I do like the Bills roster. Top of my head right now, I'm thinking. The Broncos are pretty much right there with the Bills. Pretty complete roster. I believe in Drew Lock, but there's still some questions, still things that need to be proven. What about the Bears?
But the bias
actually, I'm taking the Bears out of the picture. I don't think their offense is. I don't think their offense is good enough for that. Players around it.
What about the Titans?
Bias caps on or off?
I don't know.
Both. Both hats are on.
Both hats on.
I said, what about the Titans?
I think I would put the Titans on there.
We heard you, Pete.
We heard you.
No one said anything.
I asked you if
you
the bias
speak
cap
a little,
was on.
What a dork, Prescott.
I thought you were asking Danny if his bias cap was on or not.
Try to keep up, Pete. We're moving through.
What? I thought we were talking about the Titans. We're talking about just
Pete, speaking to the mic, Pete. We can't hear you. Is Pete there? Is anybody heard Pete?
I'm talking over here. I mean, I mean...
With my bias cap on, I'm taking the Titans, all right?
Yeah, I was always a big Mariota believer. I mean, we saw some good things from his second year, and then it kind of went downhill, but you always just saw the team go 9-7 4 years in a row with him, and people were people are calling him, people still call him like a mediocre quarterback. And you see when they get Tannehill in there, who's a lot of people still think is like not the greatest quarterback, they do even better. So I think it just speaks to how good the roster is, how complete it is.
I think you guys are kind of just missing a pass rusher.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Over the past 2 to 3 years, I'd say that roster's really turned the corner, like on offensive side, I think.
We're forgetting a team. We're forgetting the big one, I think.
Buccaneers.
Minus the
quarterback. Even without the quarterback.
I was going to say the Saints. I think the Saints have a really good roster. And I don't know. I mean, we talked about Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a good, obviously a great quarterback, but he's kind of on the decline. We kind of saw it a little bit last year, but I think that's just a
Who
another
had the
complete
best roster,
roster
in football last year and was just short of winning it all?
Niners.
Oh. Niners?
I think that's the prime one right there.
I'd take it.
Yep. We definitely listed more than three, but you know.
That's better. The more the better.
Yeah, sure.
What else we got? From Happy Thunder Fan, we get one for this guy every week. Happy Thunder Fan, Hype Chiefs Fan, and OK Royals Fan. We got, is Cam Newton going to be a rental, or is he going to be with New England for multiple seasons?
Depends on how it goes.
Yeah.
They're for sure going to draft one.
I think it's a rental. I think it's 1 year, and then next year is either Stidham or a guy they draft.
Regardless of how Cam plays, like he leads them to the playoffs, they're just gonna get rid of him.
He's gonna demand more money.
If he wins a playoff game, then
he'll be back.
I'm almost thinking two playoff games.
Really? If he wins one playoff game, they're bringing him back.
Expectations are high. You're winning the Super. You're getting the Super Bowl, or you're done.
He's got big shoes though.
If he doesn't win a playoff game or anything worse, I don't think he's back. Expectations are high, but that's just how it is over there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If they don't make playoffs, he's for sure not going to make it. I would say if he makes the playoffs, because it's tough to say because their division is, besides the Bills, their division is not shit, and they should be able to at least take one from the Bills. So I would say they're probably going to win the division. Maybe win a playoff. I would say if I'm putting my money on, he's going to be back.
Okay.
Side note, I could be wrong about this. I thought I saw this early, but comeback player of the year for Cam Newton, like if you're a betting man, it was like plus 1500. Solid bet right there.
All right.
Only if you're a betting man.
Right, that's only true.
I don't know if it's changed since, but.
Alex Wright, are people underrating Baker Mayfield right now? People seem to list him as a bust despite having one of the best rookie QB seasons ever. Well, I'll say, he's definitely not a bust, but it depends on what you're looking at. If there's people out there calling him a bust, then yeah, I think they're just not too smart. Maybe they're predicting him to be a bust, and that's a different story, even though I don't agree with it still. But if you're going off of rankings, like people are making rankings in the quarterbacks, and he's like kind of close to the bottom, then I wouldn't overreact to that. You know, I think, you know, ranking, I'm actually working currently getting ready for my quarterback rankings tomorrow, which is Wednesday. And it's tough ranking the starting 32 quarterbacks because you're going to see some good ones. You know, maybe like I think Baker Mayfield's a solid quarterback. Somewhat, not at the bottom, but kind of closer to there where you see that number where he's ranked next to his name and you think, wow, I think he's better than that. But you got to consider the other quarterbacks. The NFL's in a good place with the quarterbacks. A lot of talented quarterbacks out there. They're all getting better for the most part. If you're basing off rankings, I would say he's not underrated. If you're basing it off, if somebody's actually calling him like a bust or bust potential, I'd say they're pretty close to out of their minds.
Uninformed. I think Baker's gonna have a good year. I think he has to. He's gonna get another chance after this year, but I think with the players on that offensive side, there's zero excuses for him not to perform. He's got way too many weapons for him to be mediocre.
True. I mean, the Browns team in general has just been underwhelming. But
I mean, they always have, including
him, right? But since they've hyped up the last few years,
I saw some. I saw some funny the other day. It was like the Titans and the Oilers won the AFC North more recently than the Browns, because they used to be in that division way back. So yeah, they won the Oilers won the division more recently than the Browns. Yikes!
Are they cursed? Oh, are the Browns cursed?
Maybe.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, Odell was sent there to die. Isn't that what was? Who said that? The Giants GM. Didn't he send him to the Browns for his career to die?
Odell said that. That he said that, or something.
But we know Gettleman doesn't speak words no good.
True.
Quarterback.
From yes, sir. Do you think a 7 seed will beat a 2 seed within the next 3 years? I just think adding another playoff team was very unnecessary. That's what he said. And I would agree on that statement. I liked it the way it was. But do you guys think a 7 seed will beat a 2 seed within the next 3 years?
Let me answer for Pete right here. I know what Pete's going to say. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. Any given
Sunday.
Perfect. Anything can happen.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to say
that's
yes.
That's probably what I would have said, actually.
That's what I said.
Everyone likes a good Cinderella story.
So we're all agreement it's going to happen?
Yeah, that's
well, I mean, just think about this year. We're talking about the NFC. I think the NFC, that's where it can happen. Because I don't think there's really a team that, like, stands out above the rest. And there's going to be some really good wild card teams, I think, that are almost on par with like a 2 seed. So I mean, it could happen this year.
I believe it.
From JJ Domination on YouTube, does Cam Newton impact your outlook on the Patriots and the AFC as a whole, or does it not move the needle that much? So looking at kind of your AFC play, you don't have to give me your AFC playoff picture, but kind of looking at your predictions before this, do you have a lot of movement? Do you guys have a lot of movement in there?
Yeah,
they already talked about it.
I don't know how to answer that. I really want to see what the offense is going to be like and how Cam is reacting to that injury. I was saying before that I could see somehow the Patriots squeak into the playoffs, but with Cam, they should jump. But it really depends on how much. I think, it's gonna come down to a close division for me, regardless of if Cam was there or not. I don't know. I just got to see the offense and see what it's going to be like.
It's definitely going to boost their record for me. I just don't know if it boosts the playoffs for me. You know, I think – I don't know. I don't – they're going to be borderline in, and there's 7 teams that make it, but AFC's pretty tough. I still got the Bills on top of the East. To answer the question, not much movement at all for me, really. I mean, they're going to be better than they were before they signed Cam, but that's about it.
Were they going to run the same exact offensive scheme with Stidham that they did with Brady? Because we already know that they're going to change it for Cam, right? They're not going to run the same system. Or maybe cater a little bit more to Cam.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because now, if that happens, Stidham's going to have to learn a whole new playbook. I should say whole new playbook, because obviously you could run similar things.
The Patriots
but...
ran a bit of everything, and I don't know if it's going to be too much different just by Cam or Stidham. I think the only difference is Brady was pretty much running a lot, like kind of, you know, controlling most of it. Stidham wasn't going to be, and Cam probably could. It's definitely going to be. I mean, obviously more quarterback runs, but maybe not actually. Well, more than obviously Tom Brady, but. I don't know if we're going to see Cam run a whole bunch because the injury concern.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that. I want to see Cam ball out and throw. I want to see that.
From Dork Prescott, is Nick Foles greater or less than 10 inches? Put your bias hat on.
Last time I checked.
Put your bias hat on.
Greater or less than 10 inches? Well, he's less than because he's 9-inch Nick. So,
9-inch Nick.
Joke's
yeah.
on you. Get yourself a ruler.
I mean, even with my bias cup on.
I was going to say, but if you put your bias hat on, it might be greater.
Yeah, we'll see.
You got to wear your bias cup.
Bias cup. Well, Nick Foles wears a bucket, so.
Next question.
Yeah, next question. Get out of here.
Sanders Sudon, if all 32 NFL quarterbacks got into a fist fight, who would win?
Ooh, I like these questions.
Oh, my God.
This is a good one.
All 32 quarterbacks. Yeah, I may think Cam Newton.
No, he doesn't have a shoulder anymore.
He's giant.
It's a weak punch. Yeah, it's a weak punch, though.
He's big. He's a big boy.
Would be my number two. Oof.
Probably Ryan Tannehill.
He's a big dude, too.
I'm going to go with Nick Foles for that 9 inches he's got.
Just going to drop the hammer, literally.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's just presenting. People are like, whoa, shit.
Tap, man. I tap out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to question, though. Yeah, it's a good-looking question.
I think Cam's going to be my number one.
We're going to go with Jared Goff.
Yikes.
He might be on the bottom of the barrel for me.
That's why I said it. Kirk Cousins.
Maybe somebody that's just going to have the man strength, you know? It's like a Philip Rivers calling somebody a freaker.
Oh, Philip Rivers is scrappy. He's a scrappy guy.
Yeah, he's not afraid to get in somebody's ear and shit-talk him, too. He's prepared for the fight, so I'm going to go with Philip. I think Philip will
Cam Newton would beat everyone's ass.
Yeah, I said I'm going on Cam Newton.
Dwayne Haskins looks like a badass mother effer.
Looks is the key word.
Mother father. Mother freaker.
Mother freaker.
We're all in agreement, Philip Rivers. Next question.
I don't know, Brock Osweiler. What is he, 6'8"?
We're talking starting the 32.
Who would win between Philip Rivers and Big Ben? That'd be a funny fight. That'd be the funniest fight. Just two old men just that can't really move.
Two old men.
Somebody pull something before the end of the fight.
I'm going with Big Ben. All day.
I'm going to go with Big Tom. He's going to put all of his Super Bowl rings on.
Oh, that's brass knuckles. That's a good move.
Let's see. So Cameron Sullivan, referring to the Lions, how many years until they can become contenders? He's basically saying that they're always in the same state, it feels like every year, if ever. And do you think it could be soon, or would it be after a complete rebuild? So let's adjust this a little bit. Do you think they can become contenders? Doesn't mean they're going to win. Like, they actually can contend for a deep
NFC North contenders. Can we say that?
No, we're going to make it. They can win. Okay, they can contend in the playoffs. So they can win. They have a chance to win multiple playoff games before or with Stafford, or is it going to take after Stafford's gone?
I think it could be with.
It could be with him. They got to just do a better job of drafting and picking up free agents and coaching.
Well, the question was, I guess, not Stafford. Was it the rebuild? But I think the rebuild starts if, like, Stafford's done. So that's why I kind of say it. So
I think the rebuild's going to be coming sooner rather than later. So I'm going to say it's going to come after the rebuild.
Okay.
In my expert opinion.
It's hard to tell. I think they have a lot of weapons on offense. I don't know.
They've always had some really great players around Stafford too. They just have never been able to be complete and compete in that NFC North for them to kind of make a run. When's the last time they went to the playoffs? I don't even remember.
They went like 3-4 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah, didn't they have to win the last game of the year? I think it was like against the Packers, and then they played the Packers in the playoffs. It was like that, something like that.
Yeah, a few years ago, they pulled it off.
2016 wild card. Oh my God, they haven't won the division since 1991. Am I reading this correctly? Every year's been wild card. Yeah, they need to just throw in the towel. They need to rebuild it.
Rebuild it. That's your expert opinion. Or was it?
Yep.
Was it?
No, that's my expert opinion.
Okay. What team do you think will take that offensive leap this year from D-bag 5BB?
Offensive leap.
I just really wanted to say his name, D-bag.
I got my one seed for that question, and it's going to be the Broncos. I think their offense is going to be pretty damn good, scoring a lot of points. We'll see if it is able. It's enough to.
We're
hold
always
up
hyping
their division.
Up those Broncos and those Cardinals.
All right. Well, then I got an answer. That's an either. No, I got an answer. That's an either. I'm going to say the Browns. The Browns figure it out.
They figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
got one?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Browns, Bengals, not Bengals, Browns. I mean, the Bengals too. Browns, Bills, Browns, all the teams with the B. Bears. We're gonna go with all the teams with the B. That's what we're
ooh, create. Bears been the cut. Right. Love to see it.
Love to see it.
No bias cap either.
From Lucas, who is the most likely non-quarterback to win the MVP this season?
Non-quarterback to win the MVP this season. Oh, got it. Easy.
Who is it? Who you got?
Christian McCaffrey. Or, oop, I have two-parter.
Two-parter.
Or, if I'm taking my bias cap off and putting Pete's on, I'm taking Derrick Henry.
Ooh.
There it is.
Give me Saquon Barkley or Michael Thomas.
But I feel like in order to be considered MVP candidate, you have to have a good team, and the Giants ain't going to be that good team.
They could be real sneaky. What if
I don't know about that.
I mean, we've seen Adrian Peterson run absolutely bonkers, and the Vikings still suck. So, I mean, I think Barkley can do it.
They're a little sneaky. I wouldn't say
a little sneaky.
Yeah, no,
real
do a little bit. My one and two.
Be real players. Sneaky.
I'm going to go one Christian McCaffrey to Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the Derrick Henry train.
Another one from Lucas. Will Jameis Winston ever be a starter in the NFL again? If so, for who?
I'm going to go... Oh, I just keep... I'm going to go,
yeah.
Yeah.
For the Titans, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with yes. And I'm going to go with the Saints. I think they are going to – what, he's on a one-year deal? I don't think they're going to re-sign him after this year.
They can say they don't lose out on money if he's done after this year.
I think learning under Drew Brees and learning and learning under Sean Payton too, I think it's going to be –
LASIK. Really, you forgot the LASIK?
And the LASIK. And pretty much you could go to any restaurant in New Orleans and get crab legs as well. So, yeah, I think he's going to have a hell of a time in New Orleans. So I think he's going to be the future of the New Orleans Saints.
I like that.
I'm liking it. You're expert. The crab legs part? The whole thing.
That's what you're here for. If it doesn't work out, he could always be a personal trainer because he clearly knows what he's doing in the weight room.
Okay.
Those workout vids.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
In the next decade...
Any more brain busters?
Just from Lucas again. This guy's on fire. In the next decade, who would you want as your starter? Mahomes or Lamar Jackson?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes. I think you never know with those running quarterbacks. If one, for injuries, and two, if they're going to get solved. I mean, Mike Vick was never really solved, but he was slowed down, if that makes sense, which is possible with Lamar. But
I think one of these,
Patrick Mahomes being able to throw the ball wherever he wants and being able to scramble out of the pocket is pretty damn impressive.
Lamar's, I don't know, just ridiculous. Like the moves he puts on, like he's just catching defense. He's got defenders on skates every single game. But I just have a feeling one of these times he's gonna get just absolutely rocked.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's literally gonna get taken out of the game. Like he's gonna get.
Who's
absolutely
gonna do it? Which player's gonna
I
do
don't
it?
Know.
No, you gotta pick.
He's gonna get,
him. You're the one.
He's gonna get F's.
Anderson Dale.
He's gonna
get. He did to Mitch Trubisky.
Anderson Dale. It's the most right. Well, I mean, he does hit hard, but he hits.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he do that to who did it on the Vikings when Mitch was running all over the Vikings and they cheap shot Mitch after he slid and Mitch was he was scared to run.
It was Harrison Smith. I'm pretty
Smith,
sure.
But it was Harrison cheap Smith? Shot. Get out of here.
Oh, cheap shot.
Yeah, it was pretty. Was I mean, there was a flag.
Hit him when he was down.
There's a flag and a fine.
But if you think about it too, like it's going to happen. It's inevitable that somebody's going to hit him.
I got it. It's going to be Devin Bush. He's going to cream him. One of those Steelers Ravens games that'll cream him.
Yeah, somebody's going to do it because they're going to realize they can't stop him. They're going to make him think like if I run over the middle, somebody's going to get
me
hard.
Devin Bush is going to just absolutely smoke him. It's gonna be something.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, it's gonna scare me a little bit with him though. Like that's what Danny was saying. I don't think he's gonna like. I don't think he's ever gonna like make him stop running. But like, what if he just gets hurt really bad and like he just isn't the same?
And plus, with age, he's going to slow down. I mean, it's not going to take away. I mean, Vic at old age was still able to maneuver, but Vic also had an absolute can. So
did have a can.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Mahomes is my answer.
Oh, definitely Mahomes, though.
Definitely. Big Lamar Jackson guy, but you got to go Mahomes. From Dylan Janda, does Cam Newton going to the Patriots make them a bigger favorite than Steelers with Big Ben back? So here, let me simplify the question.
Yes. Yes, Cam Newton does go to the Patriots to answer that question. Yes, he does.
Yes.
Wait, what?
He said, does Cam Newton going to the Patriots? I was like, yes, he does go to the Patriots. Okay. He does.
Next question. No. Do we have – so who's better this year? Cam Newton and the Patriots? So basically the Patriots or the Steelers. Who finishes the year better?
Patriots
or Steelers? I'm going Steelers.
Oh, that's tough. I think the Patriots are going to win the division, so, I mean, they're going to have a higher seed.
But yeah, I'm going to go with the Patriots as well. I think Cam being on being with those coaches, I think it's going to do wonders.
I'll be the only one with the Steelers. The hell's going on here?
I mean, I don't know. The Steelers
might... Dan's a big Steelers guy.
I think the Steelers could go further and have a better team, but I'm just saying seeding-wise, I think the Patriots will win the division, so I think, and I don't think the Steelers will win their division. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all right. What do we got here? We got from Chance.
The rapper.
It's not what it is, but that's what we're going with. Is Tom Brady overrated? My own opinion is that he's not a GOAT, but a Hall of Fame quarterback. Bold statement.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
The GOAT house, and the GOAT.
Well, we say GOATs in this in the GOAT conversation.
Yeah, we don't just throw that word around. Yeah. So,
Tom Brady's the GOAT, and we're giving it to him.
None of us are. That's not with the bias cap at all. None of us are Patriots fans.
Or any of us Bucks fans. I got to check. No, we're not.
None of us are Bucks fans.
Okay, that's good.
Big Mike Allstott guy, though. Big Mike Allstott guy.
Okay, all right. Is Mike Allstott a top 25 running back of all time?
Fullback? Not even close.
Somebody had him as a top 25 running back of all time. I think it was
Bleacher Absolutely Report. Not.
Wait, are you for real?
Bleacher Report had him, top 25 running back.
And you didn't put him in Terrible Take Tuesday.
No, they were in Terrible Take Tuesday. Don't you think that for a second that they weren't?
Which episode of Terrible Take Tuesday? I need to catch up.
It's one of them. I don't know. There's all kinds of them.
I don't know.
That was a great answer.
Yeah, it was just one of them.
You got to watch all of them to find it, all right?
The dang Terrible Takes.
But I did. Maybe, I don't know.
JJ Domination on YouTube, all time, who's better, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and why?
Aaron Rodgers versus Drew Brees.
Who's better? I don't know.
I think like numbers wise in like
obviously Drew Brees or numbers wise.
But I think Rodgers has more talent perhaps. I think so. Rodgers has more he has more arm talent, like more of that crazy play ability, you know, more to his game. But I mean, we're talking career. It's tough because, yeah, Breeze obviously has, like, the better – it feels like the better, like, numbers-wise, I guess, long-term. It's tough.
How many Super Bowls does Rodgers have? Just one?
Yeah,
I think so.
Breeze has one, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Rodgers. I'm going to go with Rodgers just to have somebody on the opposite side of the table.
I'll go Breeze.
That's close. Rodgers
has made some of the most crazy plays out of just athleticism. I don't know. I like Drew Brees better, though, personality-wise.
That's with the bias cap on.
Yeah, bias cap on. I'm going Rodgers as well, though, because I see him two times a year.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. If you're just talking about numbers-wise, Brees, I think Rodgers has more arm talent, or more to his game, I should say. So I can answer it either way. I don't know.
Who would win in a fight, Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees? I'm going Drew Brees.
Yeah, I don't know. Drew Brees looks like he doesn't take any shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go Drew Brees.
Okay. Love to see it.
All right. Let's see. Any last questions here for us before we wrap it up?
Who has a better relationship with their family, Aaron Rodgers or Drew? Whoa.
Next Sorry, question. Aaron, get us out of here. Get us out of here. Get us out of here. Next question.
Well, somebody didn't have a quick. Danny kind of brought it up, but somebody asked, how will Bill Belichick adapt to two different QB play styles? That's from Mason. It's more, yeah, him and Josh McDaniels got to figure it out there. Yeah, it's gonna, we kind of talked about it, but it's going to be interesting to see. I think that's just the most interesting thing. Just like Cam Newton with the Patriots. Like, what are they going to do? I just can't.
Especially
wait to
with the
it.
Virus, too, because like limited training camp practice and all that. Like, yeah.
What if it was just Stidham? Newton just sitting on the bench.
No, that's never going to happen. Not going to happen.
Another
I mean,
one
if
from...
there's a coaching staff that's going to do it, I think the Patriots could figure it out.
Yeah. Another one from D-Bag. What's your thoughts on those comments Favre made about Love being incorporated as a Taysom Hill type figure? I think Favre has lost his mind.
What did he say?
I never heard these comments.
Yeah, wait, what did he say?
Them the other day as well. Favre was saying Jordan Love will be used like Taysom Hill on the Packers, and there's no shot. It's just not happening.
Like, what?
Was Jordan Love like a? I'm not a college football guy, right? So I don't really know what Jordan Love can do on and off.
He doesn't have. He does not have the same athleticism or versatility.
What was his 40
times?
Still like a pencil.
I mean, he can move if he has to. Like,
but he doesn't have the same athleticism and versatility as Taysom.
He doesn't have the body.
So like the reason you'd put him in there is like if they'd use him, it'd be like a two quarterback system then.
I can get on board with a two quarterback system.
Maybe they drafted him. No,
I was not getting on board with a two quarterback system.
I can see them doing that more so than like he's not going to be used the same way. But I can see him coming in.
That's what I'm guessing Favre's meaning, but I just don't. That just never works. I don't think an NFL team would do that.
If they throw Jordan Love out there with Aaron Rodgers, you could almost guarantee that this year will be Aaron Rodgers' last year in Green Bay. He will try and get out of that contract because there's no way he would. If they're trying to give Jordan Love playing time early rather than having him sit behind Rodgers like he did with Favre, that would make zero sense. Rodgers would get even more pissed than he would.
Favre's out of his mind over there.
Yeah.
He's out of his damn mind. Broncos.
See those Wranglers too tight.
Broncos. Yeah, I think so. 2020 wants us to break down Darnold versus Allen. I feel like that's like an interesting debate, but I don't really think it's an interesting debate. I think Josh Allen's just better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't? Yeah, Pete's not a Josh Allen guy. Darnold?
I think it's pretty close.
Darnold with Adam Gase.
Yeah, that's the problem. If Darnold was on the Bills, it'd be so much better, I would think.
You could argue that, but he's not. He's playing for the Jets under Adam
Gase. Okay, but like you're comparing the quarterbacks, though.
I think Darnold
Josh Allen has way
more
big play potential.
Yeah, but look at
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's just big, has a big arm, and is athletic.
Looks good in shorts.
Looks good. Yeah. Go look at the stats. Not a very good completion percentage. Doesn't take care of the football that well. I mean,
what about that lateral last year in the playoffs?
That was just awful. They ran the ball. they run the ball a lot on purpose because they want to take the ball out of his hands. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't.
You
see
can't
it.
Confirm that, Pete. Can't confirm.
I just don't
that.
See it. Just not seeing it. I mean, we'll
all right,
we'll
who's
going to
fight Sam Darnold or Josh Allen?
Oh, it's not even close.
Josh Allen because he's big.
One punch.
One punch.
Yeah, but gingers don't have souls.
Okay.
All right, next question.
I was born a ginger.
Get us out of here.
You were born a ginger?
Yeah, I was born with red hair.
What happened? You just dye it?
What happened?
No, I mean, you can see it in my beard. If I grow my beard out nice, you can see it has a little red tint to it.
Yeah, mine does too.
But you were born a redhead too, man.
Me? No, I was blonde.
No, you liar.
Mm-mm.
Dan dyes his hair because he has grays. You heard it here first, Goat House fans.
No.
Okay. Well, all right. That's gonna wrap it up, I think. That's all the questions. We actually got through most of them, unless I missed some. There's a
kangaroo.
Lot
Kangaroo's got a kangaroo question over here. The last 2 years, the MVP has been a second-year quarterback. Which second-year quarterback has the best chance of winning the MVP? All right, 3, 2, 1.
None of them.
Wait, what?
Kyler Murray. All right.
Kyler Murray.
All right, there it is. Yeah.
Gardner Minshew. I'm kidding. Yeah. What if Minshew just did it? What if he just did it?
He just has a year. It just. Fournette just goes so off.
Would
and
you eat
Minshew
your underwear if Gardner Minshew won the MVP?
I'll eat my underwear.
All right, you heard it here. Pete's eating.
Will you eat your underwear if they make it to the playoffs?
Yeah, you guys were the ones to say the Jags were like the worst team by far. I was the one that was saying they're not. They easily cannot be the worst team. All right, they
worst,
have a chance.
Who's the worst team by far?
You guys are saying the Jags. I'm not saying by far. There's
well,
just
who's
I think
the worst
it's
team
gonna be.
Who's the worst team?
It's I don't know. It's
Titans,
I don't think there's really, I don't think there's really a bad team.
Oh, everybody
yeah,
wins.
The talent's best. The talent's best definitely gotten better over the years, but it's definitely the Jaguars, Pete. Come on.
I don't know.
The players don't even want to be there.
I mean, they made an AFC Championship game with Blake Bortles.
True.
Yeah.
And Blake Bortles is also not in the league anymore.
Yeah, so maybe they're better now. I don't think they are because their defense is nowhere near the same, but just you never know. Nobody expected that to happen then.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wrap us up.
Wrap us up. And we are out of here.